yourgoodskin.com.
On campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
You're tuned in to University Radio Nottingham with me, Katie Baxter, and today I am joined by a very special guest, ex-Pussycat Doll Celebrity MasterChef champion and talent show judge Kimberly Wyatt. Thank you so much for joining me today. How's it going?
Hi, Katie. It's going well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really super excited to be talking to you today, and I'm also really interested in the topic that you've said you want to discuss. So firstly, a little bit about what you've been up to. What's been going on for you recently?
Well, I just had another baby, so that makes baby number two, Little Maple's now 12 weeks. So I've been busy being a mum, as well as on my book tour, promoting my three-book series, World Elite Dance Academy, and championing my purpose work, which is WellFit, bringing wellness and fitness through dance to primary schools around the country. And, of course, at the moment, I'm working with the brand Your Good Skin and talking all about the fact that there is one in three women that receive negative comments about their appearance online, and half of those are in relation to their skin.
Wow, well, I know that you're no stranger to being busy, and it sounds like you do have a lot going on, but I wanted to ask why you were going to talk about the issue of self-confidence within social media. But I mean, you've kind of already answered that, so what I'm going to ask instead is why you've decided that now is the right time for you to get involved.
Well, I've been through my own ups and downs. Skin has been a huge problem of mine since really my career started, and you get into this vicious cycle of, you know, having breakouts, then stressing over it, trying to figure out how to fix it, and then that stress brings on more breakouts, and I know what that feels like, and I've sort of made it my life's mission since to help bring wellness practices to the world, really, bring a bit more positivity because we need it. And what I found that really helped me was having an online place I could go to find like-minded people. And that's the brilliant thing about this brand, is they've created an online space at yourgoodskin.com where women who want and need that support as they're going through those ups and downs and trying to figure out their skin problems and create good skin for life can start their journey and get the help that they need while they're doing it.
Yeah, no, that's really, really interesting. So is it all quite image-based? Well, or do you think it goes deeper than that?
I think it's deeper than that. I think it's confidence. And I think, especially for those that are in school and they're finding their passions and dreaming big and wanting to accomplish amazing things, confidence is the key to making those things happen. And especially when it's skin, I mean, that's your face is almost the window to the soul, because you can't hide it. Everybody sees it. It's out there for everyone to see and judge and speak about and point out and troll, if you will. And so finding solutions, I think, is where we're at. And I've been doing a lot of work with the Youth Sports Trust to bring wellness and fitness through dance to schools around the country. And that's given me the ability to work with people like Susan Greenfield, who's a neuroscientist and doing a lot of work on the brain and what's going on in the brain because of social media. And because we're at this tipping point, now is the time to help make those changes. So I'm just doing my bit to raise that awareness, and, you know, kind of all the choices I make in my life and career is helping build a better world for the next generation.
Absolutely. And you've talked quite a lot there about the fact that you're focused on young people. What's made you be interested in that? Was that through working on talent shows? You've obviously spent a lot of time with young people, or is it the fact that you're a mother? What's drawn out that interest for you?
All of the above, really. I've been there. I've done that. I know what it feels like to struggle. I know what it feels like to be a dreamer and want to make amazing things happen. And so, yeah, I say, you know, judging on Got to Dance and now taking the next step, it's given me a real window of opportunity to speak to the next generation of dreamers and doers and work sort of hand in hand with them and see what it is that they struggle with. And because of that, and also, you know, having my own problems and finding the positivity online, which is creating sort of amazing like-minded communities, is really empowering. And I think we need more positive empowerment and more empathetic people. And especially, you know, sitting here as a mom of two little girls, I see the world that they're growing up in, and it is a bit scary. Like, if you get bullied at school, that doesn't go away when you leave. It follows you online when you get home. And so having those pressures 24/7, every day of the week, all year long, is just insane. I can't imagine what that is like because I didn't grow up in a social media world, but I certainly live in it now. And I know that when I see those negative comments, what it does to me, and it's taken me a good 10 years to adapt and find wellness practices that fuels my soul and still allows me to kind of have a good relationship with social media because it's not going anywhere and it does great things, but it's just having the ability to draw a line and always fill yourself with the good stuff instead of always just feeling quite battered. And now is the time that there's so many kids that need that in their lives. And I think this is just that stepping stone to opening up that conversation.
And I think especially, you know, you were literally in one of the biggest girl bands of all time. You've had number ones all over the world, millions and millions of albums and singles sold. I think often people kind of forget that actually, you know, it's not just them who feels vulnerable when they read something bad. It's people like yourself as well who have every reason to be confident still struggle with it.
Yeah, and it's just this new age of, you know, having keys of courage and the fact that so many people thrive on negativity. And I think that's kind of, it's relevant in everything, isn't it? In media and online media, everywhere you look, you know, it's the negative headlines that everybody goes to read. There's this inner pull that makes us fascinated with it, you know, fascinated with this car crash. But ultimately, like, aren't we all looking to live a really good life and find happiness and find peace? And in a world that's full of so much turmoil, it takes more work than ever to find that peace and find that happiness. And it does take practice. And that's where wellness and like-minded people and finding communities to support that effort are so important.
Yeah, definitely. And just on a slightly different topic, recently across the entertainment industry, there's been a lot of allegations and things coming to light about mistreatment of women within the industry. I just wanted to get your opinion on this and whether you think that these things coming out in the media is going to have a positive impact on the treatment of women.
I don't think this interview is probably the best place to speak about such a large topic because that goes very deep. And I think there's a lot of women that do need a lot of help. So I think that I would be much more prepared to just pass on that for this interview.
Absolutely. No worries. Back to the social media. I watched your interview with London Real and you said that you'd felt like you were having to put on a persona at times. Do you feel like through social media you're able to now portray yourself in a way that you're more comfortable with?
Yes. Yeah. I still feel the pressure because... It's such a funny world. I grew up as a dancer, and that was my focus, to become the best dancer on the best stage I could possibly do. And then I found myself doing that, but then being opened up to this social media world. And now, not only are you supposed to focus on what it is that you're passionate about, but you also have to be a great photographer. You have to be an amazing, you know, poster online. You have to say the best things. You have to look the best. It's such a competition in so many ways. Like, I didn't sign up for that. Nobody did. But it's not going away, and you have to find your balance and that good relationship with it so it's not just feeding the negative. You don't feel like you're just posting because you have to and it's part of your job. Like, finding ways to integrate it into your life that it works for you. And it might mean that I'm never a YouTube star, but I'm okay with that, and I hope that other people can find that balance for them as well.
And if I'm a young person who's listening to this interview, I'm feeling quite inspired, I'm thinking I do have some confidence issues, what would be your best piece of advice for me?
Well, if you're searching for support as you're trying to find your good skin for life, then go to yourgoodskin.com and join this amazing group as you go through your ups and downs. And you'll find yourself surrounded by other women going through similar things, and you can help one another through that journey. And for those of you that in a broader sense just need some help, find wellness activities that work for you, whether it's meditation, writing in a journal, doing yoga, fitness to any extent, essential oils. Like, there's loads of things out there that can help you have that feel-good practice in your life. So go and find it, because it's worth it.
Fantastic. Thank you. And my one final question. I would have hated to have had the opportunity to talk to a celebrity master chef champion without asking, what is your signature dish?
What is my signature dish? I would say, a celeriac puree with a salt-crusted beef fillet is pretty amazing. But I don't eat beef anymore, so go with lamb fillet. And it's pretty tasty.
Oh, that does sound pretty amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's an absolute honour. I've grown up listening to all your music and stuff. So thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.